This AQAB GCSE Modern World History Revision Lessons podcast is copyright Hodder Education 2012. Causes of the First World War.
So, what was the main cause of the war?
Colonial problems were a huge factor in creating background tension. For a start, you've got Britain, which basically owns a quarter of the world, and Germany says, hey, we want a place in the sun too. But then you've got specific fallouts. Tangier in 1905 and Agadir in 1911 that really ratchet up the tension. And it's okay saying, but Tangier was solved by Algeciras and Agadir by the Treaty of London. The thing is that both those solutions were a real humiliation for Germany, and Kaiser Wilhelm said sort of no more, and the world sort of ran out of space to compromise.
Surely it has to be the arms race. There was a fourfold increase in spending on armaments from 1870 to 1914. Ultimately, no weapons, no war, huh? And then there's all that naval rivalry thing between Germany and Britain. Tirpitz and dreadnoughts and we won't eat and we won't wait. And then there's that German war cabinet meeting in 1912, which is on record when they said explicitly, Russia is growing too quickly. War, the sooner the better. You can't get clearer proof of causation than that.
I think you've got to look for actual effects if you're going to identify a main cause. It's not enough just to say, this caused trouble. You have to prove a link to the outbreak of war. That's why I go for the alliances. The Triple Alliance doesn't just frighten the Triple Entente. It's the reason why Germany gives Austria the blank check on the 5th of July. And that's why Austria attacks Serbia. And the Triple Entente doesn't just get up Germany's nose in a general kind of way. It makes them expect a war on two fronts. And that's what makes them develop the Schlieffen Plan. And that's why, on the 2nd of August, they don't just mobilise against Russia, they invade Belgium. It's this mountain climbers on a rope thing. I mean, if you're looking for a direct example of alliances causing war, what about Britain going to war on the 4th of August to defend Belgium?
Well, if you're looking for direct links, what about the trouble in the Balkans? It's as clear as the nose on your face. The assassination of Franz Ferdinand caused the war. All the great powers were totally locked into the troubles there. Austria, because it was terrified of Pan-Slavism. Germany, because it wanted a railway to Baghdad. Russia, because it wanted to impress Serbia. And Austria had been wanting a war against Serbia since the Pig War of 1906. How many times did Hotzendorf ask permission to invade? 25? It's clearly a war waiting to happen. They got away with it by the skin of their teeth in 1908 and 1913. All that happens is that in 1914, Austria actually goes ahead and invades. And it's then that all those other things, alliances and militarism and the Schlieffen Plan and the colonial resentments, they all click in. Yes, they set up this huge explosive situation, but it was the Balkans which lit the fuse.